as you start to have some levels and differing levels of success in all of these different areas of your life, you also have to expect a certain level of abundance in your life.
Welcome to the Free From Wall Street podcast, where we share how we have done over $200 million in real estate deals to create, preserve, and pass on generational wealth without the roller coaster ride of the stock market. If you're ready to start investing with purpose, visit freefromwallstreet.com. But for now, let's dive into this episode.
Welcome back to the Free From Wall Street podcast. My name is Steve Libman. I'm your host. Today, we are diving into something that is a little less real estate, a little bit more philosophical. And it's interesting because the more successful entrepreneurs that I continue to hang out with and ask questions to and things, this is where the conversation always goes. Not this particular topic, but mindset and philosophy in general. I think a lot of us are broken to some extent, right? I think the human race is broken to some extent. I also believe that entrepreneurs have a special set of brokenness because they are proving something to other people or within themselves that gives them the drive and the motivation to continue on, right? So that first couple of years where you're grinding hard and where you're pushing really hard, it's because I think, right, and you can disagree, something is broken inside of you and you're trying to fix it with other things, being successful being one of them. For me, I had a big misconception about what I thought about money and how money was allowed to affect my life. So from a very high level, right, today we're going to be talking about abundance versus scarcity mindsets. But I also want you guys to start thinking, and this has just kind of been some self-reflection for me, where did that thought, feeling, action, your mindset about money, abundance, scarcity, hard work, the grind versus laziness, where did those thoughts come from? Who instilled them into you? What was spoken over you while you were growing up that maybe started to form and formulate some of those thoughts that we have about some of these topics? And I had a buddy of mine just do a video about this, about why he doesn't go home for the holidays, right? And if you, and he talks about how, you know, the things that are spoken over him were impactful, but he stopped getting around those people that would continue to speak his past over him because that's not who he is anymore. And anyway, if you're not listening to The Game with Alex Hormozi, you should. Great podcast on business and a little bit of philosophy sprinkled in, like I think we all do, because he's a successful entrepreneur. And eventually, you have to get to a place of letting go of the control that it takes to become an entrepreneur so that you can be a successful entrepreneur, right? You need to have a team around you. You need to incentivize them. They need to be better than you at a lot of things. So anyway, check out his podcast and start thinking through. So like what has been spoken over you, over your life that has given you a mindset for one thing or the other, right? And this goes into every spectrum, right? You can talk about weight and weight loss, health and fitness, abundance mindset versus scarcity, meaning having wealth, creating wealth, or blowing it up every time that you get a little bit of money. Maybe you self-sabotage yourself because you don't believe you, quote, deserve to have money. So this topic came up actually with one of our team members. And just as we talk about this stuff on Monday mornings, we talk about what was your win, what was a struggle, and like, so wins, losses, and struggles, right? Like wins, losses, what are we struggling with and how can we help? There's been a pattern over time about what is a win when it comes to money. And so funny story, a couple months back, we went out to Vegas to visit a client. And when I went to, I'm turning 40 this coming year, so I'm 39 currently. I haven't been to Vegas in 30 years. No, I guess maybe I went once in high school. But nonetheless, it's been a long time since I have been. And I'm booking flights and I'm booking hotels for me and Travis to go out and visit this client. And I book it at the Bally's Resort. So a lot has changed in Vegas since I have last been there. When I used to go with my parents, Bally's was a pretty nice place. Don't go there is not a nice place anymore. And our clients even say, like, are you guys okay? Why are you staying at Bally's? And I'm like, I don't know where to stay out in Vegas. I don't come to Vegas, right? But why did I choose that place, right? I went online, booking.com. Where am I going to stay? Oh, this looks decent and cheap enough, so let's go there. Because I'm still, right, I was still, even a couple months back, in that mindset of, like, frugality. And I'm not saying to live above your means, right? I'm not promoting the idea that you should go and spend more than you can afford on a hotel. But let's just say the delta between what we can afford and where we stayed was significant, and we decided not to stay there. And it's really because of this conditioning in my head that I have about my view on money and frugality and how do I get wealthy and things like that. Namely, get the best deal you can, right? And it takes time when you move from a place of scarcity, when you go from a place of bootstrapping a business, borrowing mortgage payments, having to go to your in-laws to eat because the business is being built and you're doing everything in your power to save every shekel to put into the business to grow. You teach yourself, you condition yourself to do these types of things, right? To shop incessantly, to be super frugal, and to spend more time than probably what you're actually saving by searching for these things. And it's interesting because I'm not the first person to go through this, right? I'm not the first entrepreneur that I've even had conversations with. Matter of fact, that client in Vegas said I had a hard time coming over that hump myself. And it is a hurdle that you have to clear. You have this scarcity mindset. What made you successful was probably making sure that you didn't spend too much money on these other things so that you could pump money back into the business so that it can grow and be successful. But now life is different, right? Now you can maybe order, and this is what came up with our team, like maybe now you can order appetizers and drinks and a meal and a dessert when you go out. But before it was not in the budget, so you still live in that budgetary mindset. Right? We have to de-escalate that level of priority, that level of frugality, that level of scarcity is actually hurting us and holding us back. So don't misunderstand what I'm saying here. I'm not trying to say go out and spend money that you don't have, right? What I am trying to get across is that as you start to have some levels and differing levels of success in all of these different areas of your life, you also have to expect a certain level of abundance in your life. You have to be okay training yourself that you can do these other things. So, I mean, how does this relate to business, right? This is a real estate generally podcast. It's everything, right? It's a lot of things because how you bring this into your business is I can't afford to hire the right salesperson. Right? I can't afford to hire the person that's going to do all my asset management. I can't afford to bring on another team member. I can't afford to do marketing. Well, if you believe that, then that's true. And that's probably bottlenecking your business at some place, right? And it's bottlenecking your life, frankly, because you justify what you should be spending money on. And then you say, I have to be frugal over here, right? Like we flew first class to Vegas, but I stayed at a $50 a night hotel room. What is that about? That does not make any sense. So you have to unwire your brain, how you've wired it over time. And this starts from the very beginning. Like, why was I so frugal in the beginning? This is the stuff that, again, goes back to what was spoken over you in life, right? And we adopt these ethoses about us, right? And then as you adopt those things, it changes your behavior and how you think about certain things and how you act about certain things. So anyway, the world is abundant, right? There's so much out there for you to go and get. And sometimes it's a lot of fear that places you into a place of where I don't know where to invest or I don't know how to get involved in something, right? And it's like, well, where's that fear come from? What was spoken over you that makes you think that you can't read a couple books, listen to a couple podcasts and start to understand and learn better? We learn every day. Growth is a core value of ours in our business. If you don't have a growth-oriented mindset, you can't work here. And my whole team knows that, loves that, and we drive each other to continue to grow in those aspects. And even now, right, we're growing ourselves in how to be more abundant. Like, how do we be less scarcity-driven, right? Paying people well, can they take a vacation, right? Well, we're going to take this vacation, but they're going to take it how they always used to take it when they were super broke. Well, you have to grow out of that, right? You have to start to, and then amazing things start to happen when you start to see more abundance in your life and stop living that fear of that scarcity mindset. Because what that does is it holds you back from really going into the next level, right? You you know, John Maxwell calls this the law of the lid, right? So the law of the lid is you can only grow, your organization will only grow as far as you do. So as you continue to grow and recognize, and the most successful people in the world that I know do this, they have abundance mindsets. And now they know that the skills that they have acquired over time will relieve them from ever having to go back into that life of scarcity, right? I mean, something catastrophic can always happen, but if you have the skill set and the knowledge of what you used to build one business or two businesses or 10 businesses, or just step outside of your comfort zone and start going to the gym, lose 30 pounds, whatever the case may be, the skill set that you learn to get you to that next level, you can't unlearn. That's something that can never be taken away from you. So I now know that we have many skill sets that we've acquired over decades, over the last decade, especially in the business and growing a business and becoming a successful business owner, that can't be taken away, right? So there's no fear anymore. But if you find yourself doing the things that still speak to that fear, you have to rid them of your life. Sometimes that's people, sometimes that's processes, sometimes those are habits, but whatever it is, right, you have to go and root those things out and think about why they are still affecting your life. So anyway, hopefully this is helpful for you guys. For me, it goes into little things. It goes into big things, right? Like I don't need a fancy car. I just don't. I drive a pickup truck. It fits three car seats in the back seat. I love that truck. And frankly, I don't necessarily want to go and spend a ridiculous amount of money on a car. I love nice cars. And maybe one day I will have kind of my quote dream car. It's an Aston Martin DB11 for anybody out there listening. And I love that car, right? But I don't need that car. And it doesn't bring me any more joy that it would be in my garage versus my pickup truck. So I save money on those types of things because I don't need to be abundant unrealistically. What I do need to be abundant is to use a babysitter, maybe an extra night a month because I want to take my wife out on an extra date to build our relationship. And before we used to never be able to do that, right? And now that we moved to a new state, we don't have a handful of babysitters that we used to have. So maybe it's just getting over the fact that, hey, we used to live in that world where we could not get a babysitter to go out on a date, but now we can. So we need to. We need to push ourselves out of that comfort zone and do more date nights, get more babysitters, pay for more people to watch the kids so that we can build the marriage, right? So we can focus on the things that matter. So anyway, hopefully this is helpful. If it's not, that's okay too. Next episode, tune in still and maybe I'll have some better wisdom for you guys. But anyway, it's getting around the holiday time and I think it's easy to live in this. Well, we can't afford to buy this person presents. We can't afford to go see the family. And if that's true, I get it. We've been there, right? So no judgment at all. What I'm trying to speak to is the strongly held beliefs and convictions that are driving your everyday practices and what's motivating you to do those things that may not any longer be true. So shake those things off that are not true about you, right? Relentlessly seek truth inside of yourself. And I'm not saying that from a religious or philosophical perspective. I believe that there is an objective truth, not a subjective. I mean, what is true for the way that you think about things, like, and where that came from? And does that stand the test of how you think about it now? And do your actions line up with that? So anyway, thanks for tuning in from Free From Wall Street. Merry Christmas. We are getting into, it's December 15th. So Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. If you're listening to this, reach out to us. Make sure you're joining our investor club. Look out for new deals that we're doing in the new year. See ya. Thanks for listening to the Free From Wall Street podcast. If you like what you hear, leave us a rating and review and let us know what you think.